Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Alexis with Alexis Levi Speaks, and I am so happy that you are here today with me. It's been a fun series. I'm excited about it. I love speaking to people and giving my insight because I believe it. The good Lord allows you to walk in some steps and learn some things and have some knowledge that you should impart in and share it with others who need that knowledge. Now, today I'm going to talk about the hidden secrets to success. We're going to talk about first your daily habits. I believe in the whole self-development series. I believe that you're always learning. I believe that you always should be seeking information. And so we're going to start with this particular one. Now, the future is hidden in your daily routine. You know, people always say, Mary got all this money, Jim, this, you know, started a business, and now all of a sudden it's really successful. But it really starts way before that. The future that you are laying out in front of you right now is hidden in your daily routine. What we want to do is ask you a few questions and have you think about what I'm saying. Do you have the habits of a successful person? Your habits alone determine who you become. Your habits alone determine if you succeed. Now, I've been studying Brian Tracy. I love him, and he's really good. And he actually has interviewed several successful people, several millionaires, several billionaires across the world. And he always talks about the common attributes that they have. And one is the ability to plan their day, to plan their week, to plan the month, to plan it down to the, you know, millisecond almost, to know exactly that you're going to succeed in meeting your goals. Your daily goals, your weekly goals, your monthly goals. Now, James Allen states that we are anxious to change our circumstances, but we are unwilling to change ourselves. And I've been doing a lot of soul searching, a lot of thinking, because I believe if you achieve one level of success, then you look to sometimes go to another successful in my life. And one of the things that I wanted to know was, what was I doing wrong? What discipline did I need to increase for the next venture? Because I believe everything is done in 10-year ventures, sometimes even longer than that. But if you can sit down and look at your past and then also look at the future and also look at what you've done right and what you've done wrong, and not necessarily, you know, putting yourself down, but saying, you know, I could have done this better. I could have thought this out more. I could have prepared more for what I need to do. Now, if we put it another way, we're anxious to succeed, but we're unwilling to create the habits that cause success. Once again, success doesn't happen by accident. The people that we see in the marketplace that are successful, some have been, you know, lifted up because they knew someone, lifted up because of a family member, successfully, financially abundant because they had a family member out to have a business 20 years ago, and that business now is a thriving business still here today. So you look at those things and you go, okay, they sort of had a leg up. But then again, did they? Because you have to look at it in this way. The anxious to succeed, but also willing to develop new habits that can cause success. Now, the law of habit is what I want to talk about first. The law of habit states that the more frequently you perform a task, the easier it becomes to perform that task the next time. And consequently, the more difficult it becomes not to perform the old task. Okay? And so one of the things that we need to know is that if we set a pattern, like I'm looking at the wall right now that I'm taping in, the office that I'm taping in, and I have on my wall what time I get up, what time I walk in the morning, what time I do my emails, what time I speak to my Salesforce, what time I need to do, the next step, the next step, the next step, and the next step. Sometimes I get thrown off a little bit because a phone call comes or something happens. But I definitely will say, since I have been following this guideline, things have become more successful. I meet more goals that I set and actually have more time to do them in. So I want to teach you that as well. Now, if you go the same way to work every day, you can find it difficult to go in a different direction simply because we are creatures of habit and we protect the habits that we have, good or bad. Over 90% of the tasks that we complete are rooted in our habits. The way we put on our shirt, the way we brush our teeth, the way we get flossing at night, all are rooted in habits. Our habits are a very powerful tool, and when used to our benefit, can be life-altering. However, they can also be used to a detriment. Now, the purpose of discipline and willpower. Discipline will only get you so far. In order to make progress, you need to tap in power of your subconscious mind that sources these habits. Now, the subconscious mind is the workhorse of the mind because it controls the habits. It manages the habits that accounts for your life. If you have good habits programmed into your subconscious mind, then you will do good things and you will succeed. And if you have bad habits programmed into your subconscious mind, then you will act accordingly. Now, discipline and willpower are to be used to create the right habits, and then those habits will give you the life you desire. Changing your habits. Today, I want to encourage you to change some of your bad habits to good habits and use the power of habit to change your life. If you can learn how to have a perfect day, then you have a perfect life. You just have to duplicate that day through the tools of your habits. Your habits are a servant, and they will enslave you or free you. You choose by using your willpower what they do. When you consciously make a choice over and over again, it eventually becomes a habit. Your desires are turned over to the force of habit, and you become the slave of the habit. Okay? Now, if you're wise, you'll use your will to create beneficial habits, and those beneficial habits will grant you the life you desire. The profound power of these habits. Your habits will take you further than your dreams. You don't need a miracle. You don't need to be lucky. You need the right set of habits. If you have the habits of a rich person, then you will become rich. If you have the habits of a thin person, then you'll become thin. If you have the habits of a successful person, then you'll become successful. It's all about the habits that you have. It's important that you discover the habits that cause you to succeed in a given area. Once you find what those habits are, it's just a matter of using your will to repeat that activity over and over again until it becomes a habit. Now, getting the right habits. If you can get the habits right automatically, a habit of investing large sums of money will eventually make you rich. A habit of eating the right foods and exercising will eventually give you the body of your dreams. Willpower can't do this for you because you only have a limited amount of willpower. Now, that willpower is used by every time you resist a habit, and even when you're under stress. Now, I have used that often. I have incredible willpower. I have incredible habit-forming direction, if you will, discipline. If I want to get from point A to point B in a specific period of time, I'm going to do it without fail. And even if something decides to take me right or left, what I often do is get right back on track because you never know. Something can happen to a family member. You can get sick. You're driving a car and you're talking to someone on the phone and someone cuts in front of you. Definitely want to make sure that you understand that your will be done. God's will be done. So willpower is a major thing, okay? Willpower shouldn't be used for avoiding habits directly, but for creating new habits, a slight but crucial difference. That's why it's so critical that you muster up all your willpower to create a habit and not use your willpower as a source of controlling your activities. You can't consistently use your willpower to keep you from doing your habits. You must use your willpower to create new habits. How do you create new habits? By performing the tasks over and over and over again at the same time, and generally the same way. When you do this, you'll have a new habit which will take control over that old habit. It won't be easy at first, but once the habit becomes set, it will be a difficult thing to break this new habit, as difficult as it was to break the old habit. One of the things that I often, tell people when I'm doing speaking engagements is that sometimes I used to have a hard time focusing. I have an active mind, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I'm thinking of new things, new products, new businesses, new partners, new things I need to do. And then on top of it, I have a family. So what I told someone is I had to break my old habit of letting my mind run rampant to all these different things. I started eating foods that caused me to focus. I started eating less sugar. I started taking vitamins more. I started doing everything that I needed to change that old habit to a new habit. Time blocking was an important aspect of what I needed to do, because I needed to look on my schedule and know what I'm supposed to be doing at that very time. I also needed to every night plan what my day was going to be the next day. I also needed to plan what my goals were for the week, for the day, for the minute. And the more focused I got with that, it allowed me to create new habits and be successful. Now, breaking old habits, the best way to break a habit is to replace it with a new one, as you know. Now, replacing eating bad food with a habit of eating good food, that's pretty easy sometimes, depending upon what that food is. You replace not working out at 1 p.m. with working out every day at 1 p.m. Not saving money with saving money. You find the opposite of the task, and you perform that as well. And if you can do it consistently through willpower at first, and then you will build a habit, and then the habit will cause you to... How long will it take, most people ask? It depends on the complexity of the habit that you're trying to break and how deeply it's rooted in your life. Now, a lot of times people, you know, can look externally and say, people may have a habit of drinking. People may have a habit of smoking. People may have a habit of being a workaholic. People may have a habit of being overprotective to their children. Okay? Once we know we have a strong habit, it's almost just as good to know that you have to strongly reverse that habit. Okay? And so if you can consistently, through willpower at first, then through willpower, then through habit, then through habit will cause you to succeed. Then it won't matter how long it takes, because you're focused on the direction you're going. You know what it is that you need to get done by a certain time, and you focus on that every day. One thing's for sure, if you keep on going in the right direction, you will eventually get your destination. And another thing, failure is not an option for you, so keep working on creating the habit until you succeed. Remember that failure is not an option for you. And in closing today, nothing is more important than the right habits, which will cause success. Can you build the right habits? I believe you can. Here's to starting new life-changing habits. Here's to your success. Thank you for being with me today. And remember, failure is not an option.